Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Don Leppert. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rijek. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Steve Rijek. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Gorrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hinton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mincher for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Zimmer moves to third. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter takes first base on ball four. Steve Rijek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Leppard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is hit by the pitch. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Leppard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leppard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stigman moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stigman scores. Rollins moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4 to nothing, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a line drive towards short. Gorrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cotter hits a pop-up towards short. Gorrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Batty reaches second base with a double. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Zimmer. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stigman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rijik fields it and throws to third for the out. Gorrell moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. Gorrell moves to third. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorrell scores. Allen moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to second. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first, with Rijik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Rijik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rijik is 0-for-1 in the game. Rijik hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Breeding reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-2 in the game. Leppert hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gorrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stigman hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ridgick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cottier hits a line drive towards short. Gorrell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Ridgick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ridgick is 0-for-2 in the game. Ridgick hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mincher strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-3 in the game. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Leppert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leppert is 0-for-3 in the game. Leppert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Leppert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Senators 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Gorrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Gorrell reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stigman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Gorrell scores. It's 7-2, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Twins. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rollins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Locke, who is chasing the ball. Rollins reaches third base with a triple. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rollins scores. It's 10-2, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive towards third. Zimmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Mincher hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Twins. Pete Burnside now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-4 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Lenny Green now playing center field. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Zimmer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Twins. Dick Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cotter takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman pinch hits for Pete Burnside. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.